Kiddushin Yerushalmi, corresponding to Kiddushin Bavli, Daf Nun and Nun Aleph. We begin the Yerushalmi and Daf Chafav Med Beis with the middle Mishnah, which is Halacha Gimel, Ha'aymel Shluchoi. Ha'aymel Shluchoi, Tse V'Kadesh Li Isha, Plainis, V'Mokam Plaini, V'Halach V'Kidsh V'Mokam Acher, Enem Kodeshes. If a person told his Shaliach, go out and betroth for me such and such woman in such and such place, and he betroths her in a different place, then she is not Mekodeshes. How he b'mokam plaini, v'alach v'kidja b'mokam acher, how he's a mekodeshes. But if he said, and she is in such and such place, then if he was mekodesh in a different place, she would be mekodeshes. Now the Gemara now says, masnisa d'loy k'v'blaza, b'am k'v'blaza, la'olam how he mekodeshes, ad sh'yoyim eloy, al takdishenali, el b'mokam plaini, v'alach v'kidja b'mokam acher. The Gemara says that this Mishnah does not follow Reb Lezer, because according to Reb Lezer, she would always be Mekodeshes, unless he said, only betroth her to me in such and such place, and he betrothed her in a different place. If Reb Lezer, Moideh, she'ena Mekodeshes, and in such a case, even Reb Lezer agrees that she would not be Mekodeshes. And if he said, Harei zu b'mokam plaini, and if he said she is in such and such place, af rabbonon moidibar, she'maro mokam hu'lor, that even the rabbonon would agree that it's merely giving the shliach directions, and it's not a requirement in order that the marriage should take effect. Now we begin the next Mishnah, Mishnah Dalad. Hamakadosh is Aisha Amanash Ein Aleh Nadorim, Venimso Aleh Nadorim, Neina Mekodeshes. If a person was Makadosh a woman on condition that she had not made any vows, and he found that she had made vows, Nadorim, then she is not Mekodeshes. Konsastam Venimso Vat Mumin, Tetse Shaloi Beksuba. Shakola Mumim Haposlim Bekuhuna, Poslim Benoshim. If a man married a woman without making any condition, and she was later found to have a mum, a blemish, she leaves without receiving her ksuba, as any mum that disqualifies a kohen from the avodah in the Beis HaMikdash also disqualifies a woman from marriage, and he can claim mekach tois that the kiddushin was invalid. And the Gemara starts with a question: Taninan mumin be'elu nadarim. The Mishnah said that the blemishes that disqualify a kiddushin are the same blemishes that disqualify a kohen from the avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. By which types of nadarim disqualify a kiddushin? Rav Yochanan b'shem Rav Shimon ben Yudzedek, Nado shloi luchal basar, v'loi lishtois liayin, v'shloi loboish, bigdei sivoinim. Rav Yochanan, quoting Rav Shimon ben Yudzedek, said, if she made a neder not to eat meat, or to drink wine, or to wear colored garments, because these are examples of vows that are inui nefesh, means nadam that affect her personal life that could cause her to become rejected in his eyes. Amar Rabbi Zeira, klei pishtan, hadakim haboim mibeishan, keklei tzvuim hein. Rav Zeira said that fine linen garments from Beis She'an are considered to be like colored garments, even though they're actually white. Am Rav Yosi masnisa b'sha'amala amanas she'ein alayich nedorim. Aval im amala amanas she'ein alayich kol neder, afilim nodo shloi luchal charuvim nederu. Rav Yosi explains the Mishnah is referring to when he said to her, on condition there are not vows upon you. But if he said, on condition there are no vows upon you, then even if she had vowed not to eat carobs, means things that are not inu nefesh, is considered a neder that will disqualify the marriage. Hocha etzel azokim behitila harizu mekodeshes, etzel aroife verifa eina mekodeshes. If she went to a rav and he permitted her neder, then she is mekodeshes. If she went to a doctor and he healed her, she is not mekodeshes. Ma bein zokim ma bein roife. The Gemara asks, what's the difference between a rav and a doctor? Zokin oikes aneder mikoroi, roife eina marape ela mikano lahabo. The answer is that a rav uproots the vow entirely as if it didn't exist at all at the time of the Kiddushin. But a doctor only heals from this point onwards, so at the time of the Kiddushin, she had this blemish, and therefore she's not Mekodeshes. Is Tanai Tani afilu holcha etzel azokin behitila ena Mekodeshes. We have a brisa that teaches, even if a rav permitted her neder, she is also not Mekodeshes. Masnisa de Rebbe Lazar, the Gemara comments that this brisa follows the Rebbe Lazar of the Mishnah in Meseches Gittin. Tanin and Taman, we have a Mishnah in Gittin. Amr of Laza le Osu, Zer Elabifne Zer, Maitamad of Laza, Bedinhaya, Afilu Nede, Shud Sarech Hakiris Chacham, Velama Osu Nede, Shud Sarech Hakiris Chacham, Ibne Nede, Sheenoid Sarech Hakiris Chacham. So the Mishnah is discussing a case if a man divorced his wife because she made a neder, he may not remarry her because we're concerned that after she remarries, her first husband will regret the divorce and say that if he'd known that a rav could permit her neder, he would not have divorced her. And this would annul the get and turn her children from the second marriage into mamzerim. But Meir says that for any neder that requires the permission of a rav, he may not take her back. If it does not need a rav, he may take her back. But Belazar says that only prohibited the case of that it needs a rav because of the case that does not need a rav, because a person would not wish to disgrace his wife by taking her to the basin to remit her vow. He would never go to the basin, and he could not claim that he would have done so. But if the vow does not require a rov to permit it, as the husband can do it himself, to haforas nedarim, then the husband could claim that had he known that he could be made for it, he would not have divorced her. Now, we have one bais that teaches, istanai tani muteres linase v'le get, istanai tani asur linase v'le get. We have one bais that says if a man was makash on condition that she had not made any nedarim, and she was found to have made nedarim, that a rov could permit, if she had not gone to a rov, she may marry without a get. And the second bais says in such a case, she may not marry without receiving a get. Now the Gemara suggests, have by meima mandam muteres linase v'le get, rebelaza, mandam asur linase v'le get, rabbonon. The suggestion is it's the Rabbi Lazar who permitted her to remarry without a get, and Rabbonon, which is Rabbi Meir, do not permit it. Kula Rabbonon, mandama asur linase b'le get, Rabbonon. The Gemara rejects this by saying that both opinions follow the Rabbon, which is Rabbi Meir. The Braisa that didn't let her remarry without a get is certainly like the Rabbonon. And mandama muteres linase b'le get, and as for the Braisa that permitted her to get remarried without a get, shimitoch shi yoida shim hoileches hi etzel hazokein v'hu matila es nidra v'hu eina hoileches l'fum kein muteres linase b'le get. Because she knows that if she would go to a rov, he would be able to permit her neder, thereby making her a married to the first man. She does not go to him, therefore she may get betrothed without a get. She can marry a second person because she's showing that she does not want the first marriage. She was never married to the first man. And the Gemara asks the question, my time with the mandama asur linase b'le get. What's the reasoning of the braisa that taught that she's not allowed to get remarried without a get? And the Gemara answers, shalei telech etzel hazokem v'yatela es nidra v'kedushin chana leh lemafreya v'nimsu l'baneh bo'im l'dei mamzerus l'fum kein asur linase b'le get, because we do not want her to go to the rov and to permit her neder, thereby causing the original marriage to take effect retroactively, and thereby causing the children from her second marriage to be mamzeru, and therefore we don't allow her to remarry without a get from the first man. Now the Mishnah taught, konsa stam, if he married her without making a condition, and then she was later found to have a mum, a blemish, she leaves without receiving her ksuvim money, because any blemish that disqualifies a kohen from his avoid in the Beis HaMikdash also disqualifies a woman from marriage. The Mishnah is referring to when he was makash with a condition, but then he did nesuin with her without a condition. But if he also was makash without a condition, then she does receive her ksuba money. He disagrees. Rabbi Yochanan says, even if he both makadish and performed nesuin with her without a condition, she does not receive her ksuba money. And Rabbi quoting Rabbi Yochanan, said, "V'sricha memenu get afila kitcha al tanai v'kinsa al tanai." She has to receive a get, even if he made a condition both in the kiddushin and in the nesuin. The Gemara asked a question. Rabbi Zera by koimi Rabbi Mana, kitcha stam v'kirusha mina erusin. Ma, Amar Rav Shimon ben Lakish. According to Rav Shimon ben Lakish, if he was makalisha without a condition and he divorced her as an arusa before nesuin, what is the law? Barnish Renim in Ador, Hayuba Mumin, Vaoida Bebe Savia, Haabserach Lavi Raya. Ha im Hevi Raya, Yeshlo Ksuba. The Gemara suggests an answer from the Mishnah in Ksubois. If she already had blemishes when she was still in her father's house, her father has to bring proof that they didn't exist before the Kedushin, otherwise the Kedushin is not valid because she would not receive Ksuba because it was made under false pretenses. However, if he can bring proof, then she does receive her Ksuba. So the Gemara rejects that by saying, "Ma chamas lemeima b'shikidcha stam v'girsha min erusin anakaimin." Why is it that you're saying that it refers to when he was makasha without condition and divorced her as an arusa? Min debasra b'madra amurim b'murin chavaseisa ava b'murin chavagolui eino yochol l'toin v'im b'masne af murin chavagolui tonu. And the answer is, from the latter statement over there, we're referring to hidden blemishes, but he can't claim that for visible blemishes that he didn't know, because he could see them for himself before the Kiddushin. And if he made a stipulation, he should even claim for visible blemishes, because he didn't differentiate between visible and hidden blemishes. He just said, if she's got any mumim, they're not married. The Gemara asked the question, Amen Chavaya Kami Rabbi Yosef, the Chavaya asked Rabbi Yosef, Amma de Basar Vate Pliga Alushim Ben Lokish. If the Mishnah is referring to a Kiddushin without a condition, it will be a question against the Shim Ben Lokish, because the latter part of the latter statement teaches as follows, Nichna Solo Shus Abal, Habal Sarach Lavi Raya, Ha Im Hevi Abal Raya, Ein Laksuba, Behechuv Shim Ben Lokish Amma, Yesh Laksuba. If she entered the husband's domain, the husband must bring proof that the mumin, the blemishes, were present before their kedushin. However, if he can bring proof, she does not receive her ksuba money. So how could Rav Shimon Lakish say that she does receive her ksuba? And the Gemara answers, Rabbi Koyin b'shem Rabbonon, the Kisrin, Rabbi Koyin quoting the Rabbonon of Kisrin, Masnisa b'shekonas v'lo bal. Madam Rav Shimon Lakish b'shekonas u'bal, ani oimen nitzvase lo b'be'ila. The Mishnah is referring to when they had performed the Surin but had not yet had relations. When Rav Shimon ben Lakish said that if he performed the Surin without the conditions, she does not receive her ksuba money, it was only said when he had also had relations, as one could say that she found favor in his eyes as a result of having relations. Now the Mishnah taught, Shekola mum ha-poisim b'kohanim, poisim b'noshim. Any blemishes that disqualify a kohen from the avodah in the Beit HaMikdash also disqualify a woman. The Brisa says, Hoisifu aleihem be'isha reich ha-peh v'reich ha-zeya v'shuma she'im ba se'ar. They added, for a woman, blemishes of bad breath, smell of sweat, and warts without hairs. Rabbi Chama Bar-Ukva b'shem Rabbi Yosef ben Chanina, b'or aponim shonu, Rabbi Chama Bar-Ukva, quoting Rabbi Yosef ben Chanina, said that this brisa refers to a wart growing on her face. Therefore, even without hairs, it's considered a blemish. And the Gemara asks the question, b'atanin, and b'medra amurim, b'mumin shebeseisa, ab'mumin shebegole, eina yochaletoin, b'zuloi min amumin shebegolei hu. But the question is that the earlier Mishnah in Maseches Ksubas taught that we're referring to hidden blemishes, but he cannot claim for visible blemishes. Now, isn't a wart a visible blemish when it's on her face? And the Gemara answers, Tipata b'ahi de mitmurala tochus klusti de rosha. The wart was covered here by her head covering. Tani, we learned in a brisa, Shuma sheyesh baseya, ben gadoila, ben katana, ben beguf, ben beponim, hare zu mum. A wart that grows hair, whether it's big or small, on the body or on the face, is considered a blemish. Ushein baseya, beponim, mum, beguf, eino mum. If it does not have hair, then it's only a blemish on the face, but not on the body. Now, what does this apply to? It's only referring to a small wart. But for a large wart, whether it's on the body or on the face, it's a blemish. Ad kama hi gadoila, what is called a large wart? Rav Shimon Gamliel answered up to the size of an Italian Issa coin. Rav Elazar b'shem Rabbi Chanina, kogoin adein kodaina shi'ur kachatzizov kolshu. Rabbi Elazar, quoting Rabbi Chanina, said, it's like the dinar of the Ararat Mountains, which is equivalent to half a gold coin in Israel, which is a very small coin. The Gemara asks, Rabbi Radifa, Rabbi Yonah, Rabbi Yirmiyah Sha'al, they all ask this question, Isha karachas b'shita shalseya makefes ma'ozen la'ozen. If a woman was bald with a line of hair from ear to ear, is this considered a mum? And the Gemara suggests by Mishmeinim in Hadar, they wanted an answer from the following brisa. Hosifu aleihem be'isha reich ha-peh v'reich ha-zeya v'shuma she'im ba-seya. V'leid karun karcha savun reima she'in amum. Now, in the brisa that we had earlier, they added bad breath, smell of sweat, and warts without hairs as blemishes for a woman, but they did not mention anything about this blemish, which would indicate it's not actually a blemish. Asa v'shmur b'rei d'rab yasa b'rabun b'shem b'nisa mumhu. Rav Shmuel, the son of Rav Yossa, and Rav Bun, quoting Rav Nisa, said, it is, in fact, a blemish. La'asina misna el adorashu ke'or b'zeh u'b'zeh, mum b'zeh ve'imum b'zeh, aval dover shu noi b'zeh u'mum b'zeh k'goin hador k'arasa, afal gav de humum lo taninasa. The reason it wasn't in the brisa over here was because the brisa only mentions blemishes that are ugly in both a man and a woman, and a bald patch is not a blemish for a man. And since this particular type of bald patch is actually considered good looking for a man, even though it's a blemish for a woman, it is not in the list of the brisa. A proof for this is that old age is considered good looking for a man, but a blemish for a woman. But the writer did not teach that a woman has an extra blemish than a man. And similarly, breasts are attractive for a woman and a blemish for a man, but the writer did not teach that a man has an extra blemish to a woman. We now start Mishnah Hey. Hamakadish shtei noshim b'shavaputa oy isha achas v'pachas m'shavaputa afapish shilach savloines l'achamikain ein mekudeshes shemach maskidushin arishoinim shilach. If a person betrothed two women with one putter or one woman with less than a putter, even if he later sent her gifts, she is not mekudeshes because sending them was relying on the original kiddushin. The chain cotton shekidesh also applies to a child who was makadish and later sent gifts when he was already an adult. The Gemara quotes the Braisa, Tani v'chulam shebalu konu. In all of these cases, though, if he later had relations with her, he does acquire her through these relations. Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yehuda, Oimer, Meshum Rabbi Shimon, v'kulam shebalu loikonu, shulai haisa be'ilosai el l'shum kiddushin ha'reshoinim, imkonu, Rabbi Chiya b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, konu l'chumin. Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, quoting Rabbi Shimon, said, in all of these cases, if he later had relations with her, he does not acquire her, because as an act of relations was relying, again, on the original Kiddushin. And even according to the first opinion, Rabbi Chiya, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, says that she is given the stringencies of being Mekudeshes. Rabbi Chiya b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, kol tanai shu maisa metchilasai Mekudeshes l'chumim. Rabbi Chiya, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, said that any case where the action preceded the condition, as we learn from the condition of Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven, that they would be able to live in the area of the Transjordan on condition they would come to conquer the land of Israel, is given the stringencies of betrothal. Rabbi Mana by Koimit de Rav Yudin, Mantana called Tanai Shu Maise Mitchlasai Tanai Bottle, the Lake Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Mana said to Rav Yudin, this Tana who holds that any condition that began with the action is negated is unlike Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yudin b'shem Rabbi Yochanan Mekudeshes l'chumin. Now Rabbi Yudin, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, said that even Rabbi Shimon agrees that she has to be stringent as if she is Mekudeshes. And the Gemara asks, Hey Chavida, what would be an example of stating the action before the condition? Harei ani mekadsheich b'bi'ila amanashe yod g'shomim. Yod g'shomim Mekudeshes v'imlav eina Mekudeshes. If he says, I'm betrothing you through having relations on condition that it will rain, if it rains, she's Mekudeshes. If it doesn't, she's not Mekudeshes. Rabbi Chiya b'shem Rabbi Yochanan b'kiddushei milva l'chumin. Rabbi Chiya, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, says that if one betrothed with a loan, she has to be stringent as if she is Mekudeshes. Ubekarkois laikana, if a lender said to a field owner, sell me your field instead of the money that you owe me, he does not acquire the field. Uvmetaltzlin ein moitzin oisel l'mishapara. And if a lender said, sell me this garment with the money that you owe me, if the lender retracted, he's not cursed with the mishapara curse, because no money changed hands for the sale. If the lender, means the buyer, wishes to continue with the deal, but the seller, which is the borrower, wishes to retract, what will be the law? Nishmeni min ador, we can answer it from the Mishnah in Meseches Bava Metzia, Harei lecha etzli bahen yayin, v'yayin ein loy, ha'im yesh lo yayin, harei zechayev. It's a case over there of an issa to take interest. Reuven bought a year's supply of wheat, according to the price that a core of wheat was worth a golden dinar, which is 25 silver dinar, and the value of wheat increased to 30 silver dinar. Reuven then said, give me my wheat, according to the lower price, because I would like to buy with it wine. And Shimon replied, I'm willing to view the wheat that I owe you according to the higher price, as if you're now lending me the difference, and I accept to give you wine according to the wheat that I owe. If Shimon does not have wine, it's an issa midrabbanan of taking interest. But if he has wine, then Reuven may buy from him because it's considered a regular transaction without interest. And here also, if the seller has it, it's acquired by the buyer, and he also must be supplied with it. Tani Rav Chiya. Rav Chiya brought a support with a b'risa. Im yesh la yayin, chayv l'tenla. If he has wine, he has to give it to him. And now Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak Sholach Amar l'Taman Havin Yadin Dahu Rav Chiya b'shem Rav Yochanan Kiddushei Milva l'chumin. Uvoish l'vizeira Lama b'gein d'hava machvin v'kala l'lihoin. Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak sent a message to Bavel saying, you know that Rav Chiya rules in the name of Rav Yochanan that if one betrothed with a loan, she has to be stringent as if she is Mekudeshes. You also know that Rav Zeira was unhappy with this. Why? Because originally they were stringent as if it was a full Kiddushin, and now they're lenient to only view it as a doubtful one. Rabbi Yossi Bebun says, no, on the contrary, they were behaving leniently, and I was stringent to say that since we view it as a Kiddushin, as a stringency only, then if another man came and was Mekadisha, that Kiddushin would take effect. Rabbi Yehuda ben Chanan said, if there's a case of a possible prohibition of Elva, means a possible close relative about a Kiddushin, about whom Kiddushin doesn't take effect, then be stringent to view the person as a non-elva by saying the Kiddushin does take effect.